Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Jocelyn Nungary would be alive. Had Vice President Harris taken her job seriously? By Hannah Knudsen on July 31, 2024. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., blasted Vice President Kamala Harris for her failure on the border during her time as Vice President, after begging her to take swift action to address 9 urgent concerns. Abbott released the statement as his office noted that he sent Harris a letter about this issue 3 years ago soon after she was appointed border czar by President Joe Biden, urging her to visit the border to see the crisis for herself and to take swift action to secure the border. Watch, FMR. Obama ICE Director, Harris owns part of untenable border we had under Biden whether she was czar or not. While the establishment media have been quick to dismiss that label, they actually referred to her as the border czar at least 8 times since Biden tasked Harris with border issues in March 2021. Even Axios reported on April 14, 2021, that Harris was appointed by Biden as border czar to visit Mexico, Guatemala, and other countries to address border crossings. Other media outlets that referred to that title over the years include talking heads from CNN, MSNBC, CBS News, and ABC News. More than 3 years ago, I sent a letter to Vice President Harris, Abbott said in the letter. I implore the Vice President, in her capacity as President Biden's point person on illegal immigration, i.e. border czar, to take swift action to address 9 urgent concerns, including cracking down on human trafficking and preventing more children from being trafficked and abused as a result of the border crisis. Abbott said he also asked Harris to visit the border to see the crisis firsthand under her leadership. Since Vice President Harris received my letter detailing these dangerous concerns, tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors allowed to cross the border under the Biden-Harris administration have gone unaccounted for. Those are potential child trafficking victims who have been left to endure unspeakable horrors, he said, blasting Harris for refusing to see up close the millions of illegal immigrants that her administration allows to cross the border illegally. Watch, West Texas border area deserted after Abbott's fencing mission. Under the Biden-Harris administration, more than 11 million illegal immigrants have entered our country. That's almost 4 times the population of Houston. The governor continued, noting the number of possible terrorists that have crossed the border and adding that Harris never even responded to his letter, ignoring his concerns. To make matters worse, Vice President Harris has insisted that immigrants crossing the border illegally are not criminals. In addition to the federal law that makes it a crime, there are frequent examples across the country that prove her wrong, he said, citing recent attacks by violent illegal immigrants in Texas. Jocelyn Nungary would be alive today, and the San Antonio police officer, shot by an illegal immigrant last weekend, would be unharmed had Vice President Harris taken her job seriously. Abbott continued, once again challenging Harris to visit the border this week as she makes her way to the Lone Star State. As Vice President Harris visits Texas again this week, I once again implore her to take action to stem the tide of Americans being assaulted and killed by illegal immigrants, he said. A positive step toward that goal is to support the Justice for Jocelyn Act in the United States Senate and work with U.S. senators to get it passed. Abbott's statement comes as Harris is slated to visit Texas again this week for events held on both Wednesday and Thursday. That includes a private campaign event, a meeting with the Sigma Gamma Rho Black sorority, and attending the late Representative Sheila Jackson Lee's, DTX, funeral. Flashback, exclusive, 2,000 migrants cross into Texas border by early afternoon, at least 1,500 more expected.